Cody Ross joins us on KMBR 680. Nice to see you. You know, what a difference a year makes. Let's think back to spring training last year in Jupiter. Here you are with the Marlins. And did you have any inkling that you could be moved or what the season could look like for you?
Every year, there was always rumors about, you know, me getting traded to wherever. But you don't really worry about stuff like that. You know, a year ago, this time last year, you know, you go into spring training and, you know, we had aspirations of, you know, make it to the playoffs, and you try to convince yourself that you have the right team to get there, and you pour your heart and soul out and try to get to that opportunity. And then, you know, once you're out of it, you know that there's a real possibility of you, you know, guys who could move or getting, you know, or making money that, you know, their team's trying to shed could go elsewhere. And, you know, I just happened to be in that category, and it had actually worked out the best for me.
This is one of those baseball stories. Of course, fans, you know the voice of Cody Ross by now, but, you know, the Padres want you, the Giants block it. Next thing we know, five home runs, Halladay goes deep. He had pitched a perfect game against you. And, it's uncanny what happens in baseball. I mean that.
It really is, and that's the beauty of this game is you never know what's going to happen or where you're going to be from day to day. And, you know, you don't really ask questions. You just go with it and enjoy it and enjoy the ride. And, you know, I sure enough did.
You know, going down the stretch, it's interesting to listen to Mark DeRosa talk about it, listen to Aubrey Huff talk about it. It sounds like the veterans, and I include you in that cast, really talked it up. I mean, really said, hey, we got a chance to do something, even to the younger guys. The veterans, I like to hear these stories about what you guys talked about.
Yeah, it was really neat to, you know, be around a bunch of guys who, you know, all they really care about is winning. And, you know, they didn't care about the money or the playing, and they just wanted to go out and win. And, well, I remember having meetings, you know, players-only meetings and staff meetings. And, you know, I'll never forget when we were in Chicago and we held a meeting and a bunch of guys stood up and started giving their 2 cents and what it's going to take for us to get to where we needed to be. And Renteria gets up and he starts talking about how this could be his last year. And, you know, he really felt like this was the team that could do it. And he was even getting emotional and, you know, stuff like that I'll never forget. You know, those are the type of things that, you know, pull teams together and, you know, get you catapulted in the right direction.
Yeah, no, it's a great, great moment, great baseball story. Well, nice to have you on the show as always. And look, you got a job. I mean, you know, the Marlins, it was always, you know, you had a job and then people would be coming in and this and that. I mean, you're the right fielder here.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I told Boach, I said, I can play, you know, anywhere you need me to, all three outfield positions. So, you know, as long as I'm in there, you know, it's what it's about. And it's all about winning again. I mean, trying to defend this championship. And we're all excited to try to repeat.
You and about 5 million other people in the Bay Area, trust me.
Yeah, I know it. I know. We're trying to do it for you guys.
Cody, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Cody Ross. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.